Parliament has ratified the Paris Agreement on Climate Change. The head of climate change at the Ministry of Environment, Science, Technology and Innovation, Peter Derry, explains to Radio Ghana the benefits the country will derive from such an agreement.
The important thing is that before you can become a party to the Paris Agreement, you must get it ratified in your country by your parliament. So until the agreement is ratified by parliament, even though we have signed, we are not a party to the agreement. When you are not a party to agreement, it means that any benefit emanating from the agreement, you cannot benefit. It means that all the good things that have been stated in the agreement, whether they are sources of funding, whether they have to do with mechanisms, capacity building, any form of assistance that the Paris Agreement is supposed to provide to you, once you don't ratify, you cannot benefit because you are not a party to that agreement. The second thing is that it is going to legitimize our national determined contributions, because the national determined contributions are supposed to be annexed to the ratification instrument. Remember that we have a target of about 45% reduction of greenhouse gases. That's against our current levels, which was done in 2010. It means that by the year 2030, the 45% reduction, which we have stated in our national determined contributions, the whole world will be looking up to us. How are we going to implement this? We need funding, we need capacity, we need technology, we need all this. All these things have been stated in the Paris Agreement. And if you are not a party, how then do you go and benefit from it? So it is very, very good that the Parliament of Ghana has taken these bold steps.
That was Peter Derry, head of climate change at the Ministry of Environment,